She had a weird dream about a lion who loved groceries. He was trying to get the modem in her computer to communicate with aliens so that he could sell groceries to them too. He would cough often. He said he had asthma due to the pollution in the atmosphere. She made friends with the lion, as he seemed the non-violent type. He was actually a vegetarian. He ate broccoli and mushrooms in almost every meal and loved pizza so much that one could think he was human. He lived in a cabin by a canal in the forest, where his character changed like a chameleon's color. When catastrophe would strike, he could use the psyche of a predator who was about to annihilate the world. Usually, however, he was happy to live like a refugee, away from the jungle's battles and noise. He preferred the solace of the grocer's store. It was like a vacation from the worms, zebras, and kangaroos that he lived with near the sewers behind the canal. He was satiated with the suicidal forest life. He wanted spaghetti and salads like humans ate. Due to the riots in the neighborhood, the residency area had been reduced to ruins. The lion considered opening up his own restaurant, vegetarian, of course. This dream made her question the psychology of a lion, and she took up science as her field of study. She had a particular interest in this strange phenomenon, and she felt that sewing and baking in ovens was for other women. She would do something more dynamic. Her maturity put her in a lucrative career, and she never looked back. She has been a successful scientist ever since the dream about the lion who loved groceries.